Let's talk about this deal, because you mentioned it segues really well. Axios is reporting that the United States and Iran, I'll believe it when I see it, are close to an agreement. This is obviously looks to me like an attempt to manipulate securities
I
and oil
don't believe it.
markets. I don't believe it either, but we'll see. On a one-page MOU, a memorandum of understanding. So for people who've ever worked in corporate America, a memo of understanding is basically a very short deal sheet that shows the basic points, and then all of that's going to be codified in a big, long, legalistic document to be figured out later. But basically, you just agree on the main points. Like, if you're buying a house, like, hey, how much will the house cost? What will the interest rate be? How much will you put down? That kind of thing. So anyway, under this deal, the MOU would end the war and launch a 30-day negotiation period. I don't really see the point of that, but why not just like negotiate it now? Iran would suppose is would accept a 12 to 15-year moratorium on enriching uranium up to nuclear grade. They would commit to not having nuclear weapons or weaponizing what they currently have. They would remove the nuclear dust, the highly enriched uranium. By the way, it's not dust, it's liquid. They would remove it from Iran, and it would be kept, I guess, by some caretaker third party, maybe the International Atomic Energy Commission or something. Then there would be enhanced and snap UN inspections, kind of like happened under the JCPOA. There would be no underground nuclear sites allowed. And by nuclear sites, we mean just like nuclear research and nuclear power and labs and stuff. The US, in return, would gradually lift sanctions and release billions of dollars in Iran's frozen money. And both sides would basically ease the restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz. I see a lot of problems here. How about you?
This is nonsense. Like, this is not the idea that, okay. A, Iran has already set up a regulatory management of the Strait of Hormuz. That's not changing. So maybe, you can come up with a deal. For one, I don't believe this document, just to be clear. Axios doesn't have any sources in Iran. Axios sources are coming out of the White House, which is effectively putting this chum into the water. For, let's say, market reasons, not necessarily for reality-based reasons. I don't believe for a moment that Iran is going to give up its quote-unquote nuclear dust in the way that Donald Trump talks about it. As you point out, it's not dust. The idea that, what was the other one? It was like they were going to give up the dust, they were going to have
No
moratorium for all nuclear.
underground facilities. They're going to
Yeah, I don't buy any of this stuff.
no
The idea
enrichment.
that they're going to have nuclear research is insane. Like, this is a fever dream that the Trump administration is putting out in the same way they used to do with the Ukraine war, where Trump would be like, hey, there's a 21-point plan that we're working on and we're close to a deal. They would put it out all the time in that war. I didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now.
I don't think. I mean, first of all, even if the Americans are under the delusion that they think they're close to to a deal, I mean, what they don't see this. They just don't understand the Iranian point of view here, which is, look, this has to work for both sides, right? And the Iranians have more at stake here. The U.S. can go home. The only thing the U.S. cares about really is reopening the Strait of Hormuz. That's it. Because they don't want to tank the economy. But Iran has to have the ability to have nuclear research to be a modern country, because I mean, they need it for medical reasons. They need it for their healthcare system. They need it for their power grid. They need it for a lot of reasons. And now, frankly, they need nuclear weapons because they know that they have an existential threat from Israel and the United States. They need them to defend themselves. So I don't see how they can agree to that at all. The underground sites they have to have, because that's the only way that they have a reasonable chance of keeping their facilities safe from foreign bombing, US and Israeli.
Yes.
I could see the U I could see Iran agreeing not to enrich up to nuclear grade. Let's say for 5 years, I could see that. I mean, they'll need time to rebuild anyway. So it's the kind of thing like if I'm them, I'm like, let the Americans have that because we can't really do it anyway. So I would say they can And also, I think if I'm the Iranians, I'm like, I want my money back and I want it now. I don't want it later. I don't want it in dribs and drabs. You know, I don't know. I mean, this is just like, this doesn't seem like the kind of deal that's going to make sense. If I'm the Americans, I would ask for something that Iran could easily grant, which is, let's make this a mutual non-aggression pact. Like, we will not attack you, but you won't attack us or Israel either. It'll just, the war will truly be over. I think the Iranians would love that.
How could you trust it?
Well,
how
can you trust the agreement, right? I mean, it's
the U.S. don't care. It's not about the U.S. doesn't understand. That's the issue with empires, right? I don't need to care about your priorities. I don't need to care about what you want. I'm an empire. I am imposing, or at the very least, I am dictating terms, which is what this deal is. They're acting as if they won the war, which is why I don't believe this nonsense. Meaning they are putting out a deal that effectively is a one-sided deal saying, hey, we're close to a deal and Iran is about to agree to this lopsided deal where they're going to give up their nuclear weapons, nuclear ambitions, nuclear energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to get their money later. Like, really? Mm-hmm. You think they're going to go for that? Like, meaning you really think that Iran trusts the
U.S.? I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a
open
today.
Yeah. It's not, that's what I mean, right? It comes across as if the U.S. is projecting strength. We are dictating terms. We are having this deal. This deal is one-sided on our side because we are the winners of this conflict. And yet, what's happening on the ground seems different. It just seems different. I could be wrong. It seems different.
Yeah, no, I agree. And like, look, obviously, this is it's ridiculous. All right, I think that we can agree on that completely. Let's look at a few more.